The commission appointed by President Donald Trump to investigate election fraud held its first meeting today after many states rejected its request for detailed data on voters. WHYY's Dave Davies has a look at just what information about voters is available from public records and what the public is doing with that information.
The President's Commission asked states for detailed information on voters, including the last four digits of their Social Security numbers, and said it would make the information public. Most states have refused, citing privacy concerns. The Commission invited citizen comment and got plenty of emails, which it published on its website. A few are supportive, like this one.
This is a necessary investigation. A lot of ineligible people voted in the last presidential election.
But most are critical, even mocking. Here's a sampling.
Hi. I voted in all 50 states. Just wanted you to know.
Does the term secret ballot mean anything to you? Nobody is fooled. You're out to suppress liberal-leaning voters.
Aren't you fools tired of trying to solve a problem that doesn't exist?
You are all about voter suppression to rig elections. You are evil.
Go f*** yourself.
When Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf wrote the commission rejecting its request, he noted that the commission, or anyone, can purchase the state's voter file for $20. I decided to see just how easy it is to get the file and use it. A visit to the state's website with my credit card got me a download in minutes. There's a lot of information about the state's 8 million voters. Not Social Security numbers, but addresses, birth dates, every change of party, and every election voted in since 2006, even some home phone numbers. But if you think you can download the file and start looking up names, think again. The first thing you discover is that the voter file is actually 268 separate files, four for each of the state's 67 counties. They're text files, so you have to convert the information to some spreadsheet software like Excel, and you can only do one county at a time.
When you download all that information, it is sort of clumsy to work with.
That's Al Schmidt, co-chair of the Philadelphia Office of City Commissioners, which oversees elections. With time, effort, and a little help from colleagues, I managed to get a workable file of Philadelphia's 1 million registered voters. That's the material Schmidt and his staff work with to extract insights into voting.
We dig into that data to try to get a closer look at voter behavior. Did a large number of center city millennial voters show up that don't normally show up in a municipal election? And that happened this last time around.
Schmidt says the city and state do have partial Social Security and driver's license numbers in their databases. They're never released to the public, but he says they help distinguish people who may have the same name, if there's a question of duplicate registration, for example. Schmidt also uses that information to investigate vote fraud and tampering. His office has referred 9 cases for prosecution in the past several years and gotten 8 guilty pleas. He says there are few cases and they always involve small numbers of votes.
When we've seen it, we're talking about races that are very local and can be determined or influenced by handfuls of votes.
Asked what he thinks of President Trump's claim that 3 million people voted illegally last year, Schmidt, a Republican, says,
that would be an astonishing number. I'd be interested in seeing where that number comes from, what basis, in fact, it's grounded in.
The people who really work public voter files are political professionals. Democratic strategist Mark Nevin subscribes to a service called Catalyst that takes voter rolls and integrates them with other information on race, religion, union affiliation, even consumer habits.
They've taken this data and they've profiled the people who are likely to fit one category or another. Are they likely to be, for example, a pro-choice voter? Are they likely to support, healthcare reform? Are they likely to support gun safety legislation?
So there's a lot of information out there about most of us that we can't take back. But the Pennsylvania Department of State reports it's now getting calls from voters saying they want to cancel their registration. Dave Davies, WHYY News.